President Bush says for a veteran, just filling out a job application can be a challenge.
Or what's a veteran supposed to put down? My last office was a Humvee.
In the past, Bush has honored veterans through sporting events, an annual 36-hole golf tournament, and a three-day 100-kilometer bike ride. Speaking to a crowd of military veterans, CEOs, and academics, Bush said those efforts aren't enough.
They're not transformative enough. And so a goal of the Military Service Initiative is to help Americans understand how they can support our veterans and empower them to succeed.
The Bush Institute has been conducting research with Syracuse University on the more than 2 million veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The results won't be released until April, but Bush pointed out the biggest concern for post-9/11 veterans is finding a job.
What most veterans want is to have their service understood and appreciated for what it is, a formative experience in their lives, and a source of skills and values that prepare them to succeed in civilian life.
The unemployment rate for post-9/11 veterans is still well above the national average. In January, it was just below 8%. To help bridge the gap, dozens of major companies, from Walmart and UPS to AT&T and Starbucks, have announced special hiring programs for veterans. In fact, there are more than 40,000 groups with a mission of helping veterans.
Even with all this around and knowing all the support, it's still a bit nerve-wracking of what the outcome really will be individually for each one of us.
Staff Sergeant Bobby Dove lost his right leg and right arm in Afghanistan 2 years ago. He's still on active duty, but has already heard horror stories about veterans being turned down for work.
It's definitely a harsh reality, but knowing that there's so many people in support makes it a lot easier.
At the summit, Dove learned about an entrepreneurship boot camp specifically for veterans he wants to attend. The transition back into civilian life takes a village. That's what Major Justin Constantine likes to say. After serving in Iraq, he started his own business. And like many returning from war, he still has issues with post-traumatic stress as well as physical injuries that make it difficult to talk.
I was shot behind my ear. The bullet somehow didn't hit my brain or my spinal cord, but exploded out of my mouth and my face, causing incredible damage.
Constantine hopes research being done at the George W. Bush Institute will help erase the stigma sometimes attached to wounded warriors.
It's important for veterans to feel comfortable identifying who they are.
And just as important, he says, for employers to value what veterans can bring to the table. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.